School basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. We're with the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. We're in Sutton as they get ready to take on the Sutton Phillies in their final regular season game of the 2010-2011 season. We spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle, and coach sitting at 16-3 on the season, getting ready for your final game here against Sutton. This is always a nice way to end the season, isn't it?
It definitely is, and both teams are playing good basketball again this year, and so it's really nice to come in here and know that we're going to have a test, so to speak.
As you look back over the regular season, you couldn't be happier with what your ball club got done this year.
Yeah, we've put in a good year and had some ups and downs, just only a few downs here and there. But overall, you know, you got to be happy with a 16-3 record and conference title, and hopefully, you know, sub-districts ahead will be good to us.
Well, since your last loss, you've played two games. You beat Lincoln Lutheran by 40, come out beat Adams Central the other night by, 62 points. Your girls right now are playing with like a renewed mission, huh?
I think so. I think you're seeing some girls get some confidence going that were struggling there before that. And when all of our girls are scoring and have an ability to score, and when their confidence is there, it makes us very tough to defend. And so, you know, good outing against Lincoln Lutheran and a great outing against Adams Central. We'll see what happens against Sutton.
Yeah, just take that loss and maybe wake the girls up, or what was it?
I think so. I think it was a little wake-up call. You know, we felt pretty good after the conference tournament. I think the girls thought maybe they were a little better than they actually were. And I think it's a lesson learned. You got to come in with the energy and the intensity and the adrenaline every night you play.
Is there still another step for this team to take?
I think so. I think so. And hopefully this team is very good in tournaments thus far this year, and hopefully they will be next week. And so I think the sky's the limit with this group.
St. Cecilia forcing 37 turnovers in the ball game against Adams Central the other night. You hold the Patriots to 14% shooting. Your defense couldn't be much better than that.
No, and I thought, you know, I thought we did a real good job in the second half. We weren't in the full court press. We were just playing half court defense. I think they went something like 0-17 in the third quarter, and so, you know, you like to see that, being able to execute your half-court defense. And offensively, we got out and got a lot of layups, and so our percentage was up. But it was a fun game for the girls of that crosstown rivalry.
And you guys shot 60% for the floor against the Patriots. You had four girls scoring double figures, and Chanel Farmer leads the way with 16.
Yeah, she's playing well right now. She was in a little bit of a slump, and Tessa Kalupa was too, but they're both, you know, turned it around and look to shoot and look to score each time they get it now. And so you're really happy to see that. If they come off the bench, they're going to spark us, but if they start, they're going to get out there and do things. And so, you know, we got to have everybody on board no matter who we're bringing tonight.
Is this team on all eight cylinders here as we get ready for the postseason?
Well, I hope so. You know, Caitlin Ernst tweaked her ankle a little bit last night, so you always wonder about that, how much she'll go tonight. But other than that, I think we're in good shape.
All right, it's Sutton tonight. We'll come back and talk about the Phillies when our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back at Hastings St. Cecilia girls basketball coach John Kyle is Hawkins in Sutton here tonight to take on the Phillies. Coach, you mentioned another top five ranked team. This one in Class C2, Sutton 17-2 on the season, losing only to Sandy Creek and to Superior so far this year. This is going to be a good basketball team tonight.
Oh, it will be. And, you know, we're not like college where they have a schedule strength, but ours is up there with the top, you know, here in high school. And so they're going to be good. We know them pretty well. The girls know each other. They played against them a lot through the years. And it all starts with Jamie Van Kirk. She does a great job at the point. She's just a complete player. She goes right or left, and she's a 5'8 point guard, so that's kind of a tough matchup. But a lot of things start with Jamie, and then they have some good role players around her who just do a good job.
Yeah. When you stop one Van Kirk, there's two more, I know, in this lineup. But just talk about Jamie. What's the plan on her tonight? Like I said, she's got a little bit of size on the perimeter that's going to cause you some problems.
Yeah, we're going to maybe try to mix things up a little more than we usually do. Just try to throw them off, maybe throw a curveball to them. But, you know, the thing with Jamie is we're going to try to make her work for everything she gets. Yeah, she was wearing a boot last week and is fighting a stress fracture, we heard. And so we're going to try to make her work for things as best you can. You're never going to stop her. She's a great scorer and a great player, and you're never going to stop her, but we want to try to hold her down as best we can. We don't want her to go off for 30 or 35 points because it's going to be trouble if that happens.
I got a Claire Bergen girl that's also got some size, 5'10", a senior. She's averaging around at 12 points per ball game.
Yeah, and she's one of their best physical players inside. She really takes it through the hoop strong, and all three of their post players are good rebounders, great rebounders maybe. And that's one thing we talked about on the way over here is that we've got to really rebound on defense. All five of us got to commit, check out, and help rebound on defense. We can't give them second shots, and if we do, it's going to be a problem for us. But, you know, matchups will be a little bit of a struggle for us because they start 5'10", 5'10", 6 foot, and so right off the bat, you're looking at who's going to guard who. But on the same token, they have to guard us on the other end.
They have a great defense as well. They give up only 34 points per ball game, so maybe a defensive struggle tonight?
Well, I don't think it's going to be a huge scoring game. I think both teams play pretty good defense. And, you know, I really think probably there's going to be an X factor somewhere. I don't know what it is or who it is, but that's you're going to see in the box score somewhere somebody's going to have a good game, and it kind of raises some eyebrows, and that's probably going to determine the outcome.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
John Kyle, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. Starting lineups and a play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Sutton tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Valentine's Day is almost here, and there's no better way to say I love you more than a rack of ribs from Hastings' newest barbecue spot, the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe. Get a whole rack of delicious smoked roasted ribs for only $13.75, or a half rack for only $9.25, with your choice of two delicious sides and barbecue sauce. Nothing says I love you more than a rack of ribs from the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe, located across from Dairy Queen next to Express Mart in Hastings.
It's not too late to get in on the best deal in the area. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $55 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contests for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good evening and welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're in Sutton. It's the final game of the 2010-2011 regular season, if you can believe that. A couple of good basketball teams going to score off here tonight. In this finale, as Hastings St. Cecilia gets set to take on the Sutton Phillies here tonight. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you this evening. Hastings St. Cecilia coming in, a record of 16 wins and 3 losses on the season. Since that loss to Grand Island Central Catholic, the Hawkins have come back, and this week they have beaten Lincoln Lutheran by 40 points, and then the other night they beat Adams Central by 62. As Hastings St. Cecilia gets set to take on the Sutton here tonight in that ball game against the Patriots the other night, the Hawkhead defense forced 37 turnovers in the ballgame, held Adams Central only 14% shooting in that contest. Meanwhile, St. Cecilia shot 60% from the field, and they had 4 players scoring double figures, led by Chanel Farmer with 16 points. So the Hawkheads look like they are tuning up for the postseason with a 40-point win and a 62-point win here this week. But they're going to run into the Sutton Phillies here tonight. Sutton has a record of 17 wins and 2 losses. They are ranked number 5 this week in Class C2, according to the Lincoln Journal Star. They have 2 losses this year so far, Sandy Creek and 2 Superior. They lost to Sandy Creek by a score of 50-47. Then they were kind of upset in the Southern Nebraska Conference Tournament. Lots of folks were looking for another Sandy Creek and Sutton finale, but Superior knocked off Sutton in the semifinals by a score of 59-43. Sutton then came back and beat Milford in the consolation game, 56-33, but this is a very good basketball team. They are averaging 60.2 points per ball game on offense. They play very good defense, giving up only 34.2 points per ball game. They're led by Jamie Van Kirk, who's on her way to North Dakota next year to play basketball, a 5'8" and senior, who's averaging 14.6 points per ball game. And then Claire Bergen is a player inside, a 5'10" and senior. She is averaging 11.9 points per ball game. If we stop Jamie Van Kirk, there's 2 more Van Kirks out there. Maria Van Kirk and Vanessa Van Kirk also averaging 8 to 9 points per ball game for the Sutton Phillies. So a good ball game here tonight for girls high school basketball. Hastings St. Cecilia ranked number 4 in Class C1, according to the Lincoln Journal Star, against the Sutton Phillies, ranked number 5 in Class C2 tonight. St. Cecilia at 16-3, Sutton at 17-2. We'll check the starting lineup, so we continue in 1 minute.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
This Valentine's Day, fall in love all over again by giving your Valentine a gorgeous bouquet of flowers. Vibrant roses, brightly colored mixed arrangements, Mylar balloons, and chocolates. Say it with flowers and happy Valentine's Day from Bob Sass Flowers. 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, and this year open the Sunday before Valentine's Day.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drugstores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Sutton High School as we get sent for high school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia and Sutton here tonight. A lot of other action involving Hastings schools tonight. The Adams Central boys and girls playing on the road tonight at Ravenna. Hastings High boys also in action tonight. They've got a road game at Waverly. Here's starting lines for Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. They're going to be dressed in their blue road uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the white. Abby Jackson getting a start. Abby, a 5'5" and senior, who's averaging 6 points and 2.3 rebounds per game. Libby Kissinger, a 5'4" junior, averaging 4 points and 2 rebounds per game. Cherise Farmer is a 5'4" senior. Cherise is averaging 7 points and 2.3 rebounds per game. Lexi Schmidt getting a start for St. Cecilia, a 5'8" senior. Lexi averaging 13 points and 7 rebounds per game. Then Caitlin Ernst, a 5'10" junior. Caitlin is averaging right now 7.5 points and 6.1 rebounds per ball game. The Sutton Phillies will go with Maria Van Kirk, a 5'7" sophomore, averaging 8.2 points per ball game. Then Jamie Van Kirk, the 5'8" senior. Jamie is averaging 14.6 points per ball game. Vanessa Van Kirk is a 5'10" senior, averaging 9.4 points per ball game. Claire Bergen is a 5'10" senior. Bergen is averaging 11.9 points per ball game. And then Jessica Osterhaus, a 6-foot senior, averaging 7.8 points per ball game. So the Phillies and the Hawkettes here tonight in girls high school basketball as they both play their final games of the regular season here tonight. Both teams will be entering sub-district play next week. Sutton is going to be playing at the C4 sub-district, or the C2 sub-district 4 tournament down at Sandy Creek. They will play either Heartland or Donovan Trumbull next Tuesday. Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be playing either St. Paul or Central City next week in the C1-6 sub-district tournament at Hastings High. That'll be on Tuesday night. So we're set to go. Hastings St. Cecilia and Sutton here tonight. Sutton dressed in their white home uniforms this evening, trimmed and lettered in the black. They'll shoot to our basket to our right, and Sutton controls the opening tip. Jamie Van Kirk has got the ball here for Sutton as Hastings St. Cecilia will start off with a man-to-man defense. Here's Van Kirk. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound loose and is brought down by St. Cecilia. Tessa Kalupa gets the rebound, goes to the far sideline down to Cherise Farmer. Both of these teams play tremendous defense. Here's Libby Kissinger with the ball now for St. Cecilia. Sutton will start off with a man-to-man defense. Bounce pass in the wing on the right side, the deep right wing. It's going to be Abby Jackson. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Van Kirk as she drives it down the floor. Her shot is no good. Ball is loose. It's picked up there underneath the bucket. The shot is up and in by Maria Van Kirk. So Jamie misses, and Maria comes back and gets the field goal. 2-0 is the score. Sutton has got the lead as St. Cecilia turns it over on their opening possession. Here's Cherise Farmer now spinning at the top of the key. Loses control of the ball, picked up by Libby Kissinger. Kissinger brings it out to Abby Jackson now. Abby moves it over on the wing on the left side of a dribble. They get it inside to Lexi Schmidt. Back out to Abby Jackson. Jackson out on top, down to Cherise Farmer. She holds the ball here. Loud pass goes to Lexi Schmidt. Now back inside to Cherise Farmer. Drives to the hole. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Sutton. The Phillies come back the other way. This is Jamie Van Kirk with the ball now for the Phillies. Picked up there by Abby Jackson. Bounce pass down the right sideline. Vanessa Van Kirk gets it out here now to Osterhaus to the free throw line. Van Kirk
Maria Van Kirk's shot is no good, and the rebound comes down to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger gets it to Tessa Kalupa into the forecourt, down the right sideline. Cherise Farmer takes it down to the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball lost out of bounds. Now it's saved by St. Cecilia's Lexi Schmidt. Into the hands of Kalupa. Drives into the lane. Her shot no good. And the ball ripped out of there by Claire Bergen now of Sutton. 2-0 is the score. The Phillies have the lead. There comes Jamie Van Kirk with the ball for Sutton. Brings it across the midcourt stripe. Cherise Farmer will pick her up defensively. Here's Vanessa Van Kirk right inside the three-point arc here on the right side of the lane. Picked up by Abby Jackson. Gets it out to Osterhaus. Across the top now to Van Kirk. Down in the corner, Claire Bergen back out on the wing. Right side, Jamie Van Kirk. Shot is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Abby Jackson. Jackson on the dribble back the other way. Still a 2-0 ball game. Sutton has got the lead. Here's Cherise Farmer with the ball on the wing on the right side. Cross-court pass comes over here to Libby Kissinger. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Gives it up now to Cherise Farmer. Down to the baseline, Libby Kissinger holds it here. Libby trying to get rid of it. Now she does. Abby Jackson out here between the rings. On the wing now to Libby Kissinger. Trying to drive the ball against Maria Van Kirk. Brings it inside the free throw circle. Hands it away to Cherise Farmer. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Shot no good. Rebound Lexi Schmidt. Her shot no good. And a battle for the rebound. Jump ball is going to be called. Arrow pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. So the Hawkettes will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 5:19 to play. St. Cecilia has been shut out so far in the ballgame after scoring 81 points the other night against Adams Central, winning 81-19 in that ballgame Tuesday. St. Cecilia with the ball in their offensive zone, driving the baseline there is going to be Cherise Farmer. Shot could be no good. And a rebound comes down to Osterhaus. For the Sutton Phillies, gets it away now to Jamie Van Kirk. Abby Jackson goes for the steal. Jamie gets it under control back here. Van Kirk runs it across the midcourt stripe here. On the near sideline, dribbles to the top of the key, lost it over there on the left side to Maria Van Kirk. Gives it away now to Jamie out here in three-point territory. Jamie backs up, Abby Jackson right on her face defensively. 4:50 to play here in the first quarter. 2-0, Sutton has got the lead. Here's Jamie Van Kirk, her shot is up and in. Jamie averaging 14 points per ball game. That's her first field goal of the contest. And the Sutton Phillies are out on top by a score of 4-0. Here's Libby Kissinger with the ball deep in the corner on the right side. Libby comes in toward the basket. This is over here on the wing on the left side to Cherise Farmer. Now back outside to Libby Kissinger. Drives it down the lane. Ball is poked loose. It's picked up by Cherise Farmer. Now to Lexi Schmidt. Down the lane she goes. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Osterhaus again. To Van Kirk down the near sideline. Here come the Phillies now. Vanessa Van Kirk has the ball popped loose. It goes out of bounds. And they're going to give the ball to St. Cecilia. They say it was touched by Vanessa Van Kirk and she lost the ball out of bounds. First turnover on the Phillies here in the ballgame. St. Cecilia's got a turnover. The Hawks still looking for the first points of the ballgame halfway through this opening quarter. 4:10 to go, and now we got a foul called over there. Foul is going to go on Sutton. It's going to go on Jessica Osterhaus. That's going to be her first and the first team foul on Sutton here in the ballgame. It'll be St. Cecilia playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Abby Jackson looks to play things in. Does so. Tessa Kalupa. On the right side, comes out to Libby Kissinger at the top of the key, looking to penetrate. Can't do it against Van Kirk. Over to Abby Jackson on the wing. Abby Jackson driving it now to against Rachel Van Kirk. Comes over here on the left wing to Tessa Kalupa. Back outside, down to Cherise Farmer. Back to Libby Kissinger. 4-3, her shot is up there. It's way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk running back the other way now for Sutton. Gets it to Maria Van Kirk out here in three-point territory. Her shot is up there. It's an air ball. Rebound comes down to Cherise Farmer. 4-0, Sutton has got the lead. Here's Libby Kissinger with the ball, dribbles into the lane. Libby gets rid of it now to Cherise Farmer out here in 3-point territory. Bounce pass goes inside to Lexi Schmidt. Kicks it down in the corner to Abby Jackson. Drives the ball to the basket. Her shot, no good. Ball being tapped around and is recovered here by Claire Bergen of Sutton. Sutton down the far sideline to get it up for the Vanessa Van Kirk. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound to Libby Kissinger as Vanessa misses the easy one. Now we got a foul. Nope, it's going to be out of bounds from the far sideline. St. Cecilia throwing the ball out of bounds from the far sideline, so it'll be Sutton playing things in. End of the ball game for St. Cecilia, Chanel Farmer. Also coming in, Morgan Nicola. And Caitlin Ernst coming into the ball game now for the Hawkettes. 3:06 to play. St. Cecilia has not scored yet. 4-0 is the count. It's a Sutton out on top. And the Phillies have the ball. Maria Van Kirk has got it out here to Claire Bergen. Bergen brings it over to Mariah Calkins, who's into the ball game now for the Phillies. Back outside to Mariah Van Kirk. Over to Jamie Van Kirk, now to Bergen. Bergen holds the ball, comes over here to Mariah Van Kirk. Free throw line extended right side, picked up there by Chanel Farmer of St. Cecilia. Takes it down in the baseline on the dribble, down in the corner now. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Cockins, and the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia's Lexi Schmidt. Lexi goes over on the far sideline down to Morgan Nicola and Abby Jackson. 2:28 to play. 4-0 is the score here in the first quarter. Sutton has got the lead. Caitlin Hurst inside the free throw circle. Now to Lexi Schmidt. Lexi dribbles once. Bounce pass out on top now. Morgan Nicola with the ball. Brings it back to Abby Jackson. Entry pass. They get it inside. Hurst grabs it. It's shot to be blocked down. Ball is loose. It's picked up by Lexi Schmidt. Goes for the hole. Shot's going to be no good again. Rebound loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. Takes the silly ball. The Hawkettes have missed a ton of shots within 2 or 3 feet of the basket here in this first quarter. They've been shut out. It's 4-0. 2:06 to play in the opening period. St. Cecilia will inbound. Abby Jackson will play things in underneath her own basket to the left side. Abby looking to get things in. Van Kirk will guard here. Here's Morgan Nicola. Shot is up and in. Morgan from the corner. Just inside the three-point arc scores, and now it's a 4-2 ball game. The Hawkettes back to within 2 points with 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Jamie Van Kirk dribbling with the ball now for Sutton. Goes over to Cockins. Free throw line extended left side. Cockins drives the ball against Ernst, and a foul is going to be called. Caitlin Ernst picks up the personal foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be your first team foul on the Hawkettes here in the ballgame. Vanessa Van Kirk back into the ballgame now for Sutton, replacing Jessica Osterhaus. 1:47 to play here in the first quarter. 4-2 is the score. Sutton has got the lead. We expected a defensive battle, and so far we've got that tonight. Jamie Van Kirk puts it up from the elbow. A shot good. Jamie Van Kirk now with 4 points in the basketball game. It's 6-2. The Hawkettes are trailing here early in the ball game. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball for St. Cecilia. Bounce pass on the wing on the left side. That's Jamie Williams who's into the ball game. Now sends it down in the corner. It's going to be picked off. Picked off by the Sutton Phillies. Back to the far side. And it's going to go out of bounds. The Sutton had the turnover. Then they throw the ball out of bounds on the far sideline. The St. Cecilia will play things in. It's 3 turnovers now in St. Cecilia, 2 on Sutton. 1:19 to play here in the first quarter. 6-2 is the score. Phillies out on top. Here's Caitlin Hurst at the elbow. Dumps it down low, and it goes right by Chanel Farmer out of bounds. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Charisse Farmer. Coming out is going to be Jamie Williams. Hawkins will apply pressure again here in backcourt. We're down to 1:11 to play here in the first quarter. 6-2 is the score. Jamie Van Kirk with the ball down the right sideline, picked up by Andy Jackson. As St. Cecilia stays with a man-to-man. Jamie Van Kirk comes around his screen, and now we've got a 5-second violation called, and Van Kirk dribbling with it out here against Abby, and a 5-second violation is called, and Van Kirk sets 3 turnovers now in the Phillies. 1:02 to play. There's Osterhaus back into the ball game now for Sutton, and coming out will be Cockins. 6-2, Sutton has got the lead, but St. Cecilia with the ball here in backcourt. Therese Farmer will bring things up. Farmer back into the offensive scoring zone for St. Cecilia. Dribbling with the ball, comes across the top to Chanel Farmer. Out to Morgan Nicola on the far sideline, out here in three-point territory. To Tessa Kalupa at the top of the key. Swings it left side, down to Therese Farmer. Farmer puts it on the floor, dribbles around, left to right across the free throw line. Her pass deflected, picked up by Chanel Farmer. Over on the right side, down to Therese Farmer. Takes it down in the baseline, gets rid of it. Now inside to Chanel. Nice pass down low. A shot is taken by Kalupa. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Bergen of Sutton. And now she's going to be tied up in the play. Claire Bergen is tied up down there after she grabs the defensive rebound. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Sutton. So the Phillies will play things in here in backcourt. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Abby Jackson. Jackson comes in. Morgan Nicola comes out. 27.3 seconds to play. Here in this one, 6-2 is the score. Sutton has got the lead. Bergen will inbound the ball now for Sutton. They get it to Vanessa Van Kirk. Now to Bergen again. Back to Van Kirk. Picked up by Abby Jackson, still in backcourt. Vanessa approaching the midcourt stripe. Brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Lexi Schmidt all over her defensively. There's Osterhaus with the ball to be tipped into the backcourt. It's picked up by Osterhaus. Then she loses it to Lexi Schmidt. Now to Jackson. Shot is up there and in. Abby Jackson scores on the Sutton turnover right at the midcourt stripe. 6-4 is the score, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter of play. Anything but an offensive explosion here in the first quarter. Sutton has got the lead after one quarter in Sutton tonight. It's the Phillies 6 and the Hawkins 4.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Here on 1230 KHAS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So 6-4 is the score. The Sutton Phillies have got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia in girls high school basketball action here tonight. A couple of good defensive teams squaring off. And this one, Jamie Van Kirk has got 4 points in the ball game. Uriah Van Kirk has got the other two. For St. Cecilia, Abby Jackson has got two. Morgan Nicola has got two. And that's all she wrote. 6-4 is the score. Sutton has got the lead. St. Cecilia with the opening possession here in the second quarter. Here's Lexi Schmidt driving down the left side of the lane. Thought about the shot, but passed it up. Goes to Tessa Kalupa. Out to Abby Jackson from the top of the key. Her three-pointer is put up there. No good. Rebound Kalupa. Kalupa gets it to Kissinger. Far sideline now to Cherise Farmer. Down low to Lexi Schmidt. Back out to Farmer. Across the top to Libby Kissinger. Man-to-man defense here for Sutton. Libby tries to drive it inside. The ball's going to be stripped away. Back the other way is Van Kirk. Get to the left side. Here's a shot taken by Vanessa Van Kirk. It's good. Jamie leading the break that time goes to her cousin, Vanessa Van Kirk, and she lays it in. 8-4 is the score. Mariah and Jamie are sisters, and then the cousin is Vanessa Van Kirk. It's all three of them on the floor at one time here for the Sutton Phillies. Libby Kissinger with the ball, drives the ball down the lane. Her scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Safe to say, cannot throw the ball in the ocean here in the first half. There's a turnover. Abby Jackson picks it out, takes it down low to Kissinger. Nice pass across the lane to Tessa Kalupa, and she lays it in. So Sutton has turned the ball over five times now against the St. Cecilia defense. The Hawkeyes forced 37 the other night against Adams Central. Here's Van Kirk with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside, poked away from Osterhaus, but she picks it back up, fires up a shot from 12, no good. Rebound comes down to Cherise Farmer. Farmer winds her way back up the floor here for St. Cecilia to Kissinger, out to Tessa Kalupa. Back outside, down to Cherise Farmer. Holds it, comes over here on the left side, Libby Kissinger. Picked up there by Mariah Van Kirk of Sutton, trying to drive the ball inside, hands it away, now to Tessa Kalupa. Pass across the lane, goes to Lexi Schmidt, takes it to the free throw line, drives it down the lane, can't put up a shot. Here's Cherise Farmer. She drives it, now leads it down to the baseline to Kalupa. Her shot rims off, no good. Ball is lost out of bounds, and was last touched there by Osterhaus of Sutton. Mariah Hawkins comes back into the ball game now for Sutton, replacing Mariah Van Kirk. Hawkins is a 5'7" sophomore here for the Phillies. 8-6 is the score. It is Sutton with a 2-point lead. So Hawkins inbounding the ball out here in 3-point territory to Kissinger. Down to Tessa Kalupa. Back outside to Libby Kissinger. Holds it, drives it down the left side of the lane, all the way to the basket. Her shot, no good, and she's fouling the play. And now Libby Kissinger will go to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. Personal foul is going to be whistled on the Sutton Phillies. It's going to go on Hawkins. That's going to be your first team foul. Number two on Sutton. This is Kissinger to the free throw line, and her shot is up there. It's no good. Really a 53% foul shooter in the season. St. Cecilia's a team hitting 59% of their free throws. Libby eyes the bucket for her second one. It's up there. It's good. And now the Hawkeyes back to within 1 point. 8-7 is the score. Sutton has got the lead, and the Phillies have the basketball here in backcourt. Vanessa Van Kirk dribbling to the ball, has her pocket picked here by Jackson. The ball is loose. The scramble is on, and it's finally going to be picked up. Well, who's got it? Nobody does. Lexi Schmidt grabs it. Now a timeout is called. They were still battling for the ball down there. John Kyle pops up off of the bench and calls the timeout. So St. Cecilia will get it. They will save the possession as the Hawkeyes call the timeout with 5:49 to play in the second quarter. So we'll take a break with a score. Sutton 8, Hastings St. Cecilia 7.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Safe to say the first quarter hit only 17% of their field goals. They were 2 out of 12 from the field. Sutton was 3 out of 9 for 33%. Sutton 0 out of 2 on three-pointers in that first quarter. 8-7 is the score. Sutton has got a one-point lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. Lexi Schmidt goes inside and her shot is in. So St. Cecilia has their first lead of the ball game, 9-8 now with 5 minutes and 27 seconds to play here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia attacking in backcourt. Dribbling the ball up the floor is going to be Mariah Van Kirk. Gets it to Jamie Van Kirk. Jamie picked up here by Abby Jackson of St. Cecilia. Bounce pass on the right side to Vanessa Van Kirk. Holds the ball, comes out to Osterhaus. Now to Mariah Van Kirk for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. Rebound, Bergen. Her shot good and she fouled. Claire Bergen grabs the offensive board and the putback for the Phillies. And now Bergen goes to the free throw line and she was hit on the arm there by Abby Jackson of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her first. And now Bergen goes to the free throw line for Sutton. Bergen averaging 11.9 points per ball game. That's her first field goal of the ball game. And the Phillies reclaim the lead here. 10-9 is the score. Morgan Nicola comes into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Bergen's free throw is up and in. So it's an 11-9 ball game, a three-point play there by Claire Bergen. Approaching the five-minute mark now of the second quarter. Here's Morgan Nicola with the ball at the elbow. Comes across the free throw line now. Lexi Schmidt has got it. Takes it inside the free throw circle. To Cherise Farmer. Cherise comes over to Morgan Nicola on the left side of the floor. Comes back to Caitlin Ernst at the elbow right side. Sends it down to the right side of the lane. It's going to be deflected, and it's going to be brought down by Van Kirk. Turnover number five on St. Cecilia. Jamie Van Kirk runs her back the other way here for the Sutton Phillies. Comes out to Vanessa Van Kirk. Over to Mariah Van Kirk. Left side of the lane. That's Osterhaus with the ball. Down to Mariah Van Kirk, about 25 feet away from the basket. On the left sideline to take it to Vanessa Van Kirk. Out to Mariah Van Kirk, top of the key to Clara Bergen. Now right side, dribbling with the basketball is going to be Jamie Van Kirk trying to penetrate inside. Takes the ball to the basket, and she's fouled in the play. So Jamie Van Kirk with some dribble penetration down the lane, and the foul is going to be called here on Cherise Farmer. So Jamie Van Kirk goes to the free throw line for Sutton. She's got 4 points in the ball game thus far. Set to the free throw line, and her shot is up and in. Van Kirk averaging 14.6 points per ball game. 4 minutes and 14 seconds to play now in the second quarter. It's 12-9. Sutton has got the lead over the Hawkettes. Here comes the next shot by Van Kirk. It's in there. So she hits a pair of free throws. Sutton is now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. And the Phillies now have a 4-point lead here in this contest at 13-9. Morgan Nicola with the ball. Morgan goes across to Lexi Schmidt at the elbow, right side, trying to take it into the paint. Ball tipped away. It's picked up again by Morgan Nicola. That is Cherise Farmer. Cherise backs up. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be off of the back of the iron. No good. Ball tapped around. Schmidt grabs it. Her shot. No good. And a rebound ripped out of there by Van Kirk. She loses the ball. Picked up by Abby Jackson of St. Cecilia. The Cherise Farmer. Down to Morgan Nicola. Abby Jackson. Three-pointer from the right side. Good. Abby Jackson throws down a three-pointer. She's got 5 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia is back within a point. 13-12 is the score. There's Mariah Van Kirk now for Sutton, dribbling with the ball, brings it up the right sideline, and now cuts it back to the center of the floor. Gets it into the offensive scoring zone as St. Cecilia stays with a man-to-man defense. Here's Bergen with the ball. On the elbow, left side, now takes it away to Mariah Van Kirk as she drives it right to the hole, and it's not good. Mariah Van Kirk just takes off and drives it right to the rack and scores. 15-12 is the score now. The Phillies out on top. Cherise Farmer with the ball around the screen from Lexi Schmidt, and now ball tipped out of bounds, so we got a foul call down there on the Phillies. Personal foul going to be whistled on Osterhaus. That's going to be your second. Team foul number 3 on Sutton here in this first half of play. Ernst back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Also coming in will be Libby Kissinger. 3:06 to play here in the second. It's 15-12. Sutton has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball out here in three-point territory. Moves it down in the corner to Libby Kissinger. Brings it up high on the block, circles around, and gets it to Chanel Farmer, who's back into the ball game. To Tessa Kalupa, holding the ball high above her head, and puts it on the floor. Dribbles, gets it to Abby Jackson. Jackson down to Chanel Farmer on the wing, dribbles inside. Back out to Abby for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound, Chanel Farmer. Farmer dribbles out into three-point territory. Her shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Jamie Van Kirk. Jamie dribbles with the ball to the near sideline, picked up by Libby Kissinger. Jamie back into the offensive scoring zone. Bounce pass to Vanessa Van Kirk, now to Bergen. Bergen gets it out to Van Kirk is a short jumper. No good by Vanessa, and the rebound comes down to Abby Jackson. 15-12 is the score. Sutton has got the lead. Abby Jackson with the ball. Libby Kissinger, deep wing on the right side. Libby holds it here. Here's a pass to Abby Jackson. It's over her head, out of bounds. Turnover number 6 on St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. 15-12 is the score. The Phillies out on top of Eastern St. Cecilia here tonight in girls high school basketball. Here's Mariah Van Kirk now for the Phillies. Works out top here against the Chanel Farmer. Gets it over here to Jamie Van Kirk. Takes a three-pointer. Shot is up there. It's up off of the rim. No good. Saved by Bergen. Down the right sideline. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Lexi Smith back into the ball game. Cherise Farmer also checking in for the Hawkettes. A minute and 58 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Now we've got a timeout, Sutton. Phillies want to talk things over. 1:58 to play here in the first half. It's Sutton 15, Hastings St. Cecilia 12.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Sutton has got a three-point lead. 15-12 is the score. Cherise Farmer down in the corner to Chanel Farmer. Out on top down to Libby Kissinger. Sutton still stays with a man-to-man defense. Tessa Kalupa on the wing. Bounce pass out to Cherise Farmer trying to drive the ball inside. Spins at the free throw line. Nice pass down low to Chanel Farmer and she lays it in. Cherise Farmer gets the assist. Chanel Farmer gets the field goal. 15-14 is the score now. The Sutton Phillies out on top. Here's a Claire Bergen with the ball for Sutton, and she throws the ball away. Jamie Van Kirk popped out of the wing, and she threw it over her head. 6 turnovers now on the Phillies in the ball game, and now St. Cecilia has a chance to reclaim the lead here. They had one lead at 9-8 after the 5:27 mark of the second quarter. St. Cecilia now in the offensive attack with a minute and 14 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, here's Chanel Farmer at the wing on the right side. Chanel Farmer drives the ball to the free throw line, gives it now to Cherise Farmer, out to Abby Jackson, right side. Abby holding the ball, puts it on the floor, dribbles once, comes over here to Libby Kissinger, high above her head with the basketball. Now dribbles behind her back, trying to shake the defense here. Bounce pass comes across the top again to Abby Jackson, down to 55 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Here's Chanel Farmer down in the corner to Libby Kissinger for 3. Shot is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound, Lexi Schmidt. Lexi gets it back out here. Here's a three-pointer put up by Chanel Farmer that's going to be no good. And the ball is lost out of bounds. It's going to be Sutton basketball. 15-14 is the score. We got 40 seconds to play here in the second quarter here tonight at Sutton. Claire Bergen will inbound the ball for the Phillies. He will get things into Vanessa Van Kirk. Picked up by Cherise Farmer. Cherise all over. No foul called there. Here's a Jamie Van Kirk now. Jamie double-teamed in backcourt. Gets it across the midcourt stripe to Vanessa Van Kirk. Drives the ball into the hole, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia. It'll go on Chanel Farmer. That's going to be your first. Both of these teams are in pretty good shape as far as the wild card points are concerned. We start looking toward the state tournaments in their respective classes. St. Cecilia right now fourth in power points. Sutton is sitting in third place in Class C2. Here's Van Kirk's three-pointer put up there. Is no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Hawkettes pound the ball inside to Jamie Williams, and she spins and loses control of the ball and is picked up by Bergen. 12 seconds to play now. Here's a Jamie Van Kirk down the right sideline to Vanessa Van Kirk. Vanessa holds it down to Jamie Van Kirk. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and Van Kirk's going to launch one up, and his shot is going to be no good, and that's the end of quarter number two, and we have reached halftime here tonight. So after St. Cecilia put 81 points on the board on Tuesday night against Adams Central, the Hawkettes have got 14 on the board through the first two quarters here against the Sutton Phillies. And at halftime, it is Sutton 15 and Hastings St. Cecilia 14. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street, for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Sutton jumped out to a 4-0 lead in the ball game here this evening. St. Cecilia came back. It was 6-4 at the end of the first quarter. St. Cecilia had their first lead of the ball game with 5 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the second quarter at 9-8. But Sutton comes back, hits a three-point play to reclaim the lead at 11-9. The Phillies went up 13-9. Then it was 13-12, 15-12, and now 15-14 here at halftime. Neither team shooting the ball real well here in the first two quarters of play. So 15-14 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing by a point here tonight to the Sutton Phillies. I told you earlier that both of these teams are in pretty good shape to qualify for the Girls State High School basketball tournament this year. Of course, the postseason gets underway with the sub-district competition in C1, C2, D1, and D2 beginning next week. Sutton will head for the sub-district tournament down at Sandy Creek next week, and Sutton will be the number one overall seed. They will play the winner of Monday's game between Heartland and Donovan Trumbull. So Sutton's first ball game will be next Tuesday night at 6 o'clock in postseason play. The second ball game at Sandy Creek that night will pit Blue Hill up against Superior. And then the two winners will play on Thursday night at 7 o'clock at Sandy Creek. Hastings St. Cecilia also starting sub-district tournament play next week. The Hawkettes will be the number one seed in the C16 sub-district tournament being held at Hastings High. The Hawkettes will play the winner of the game between St. Paul and Central City on Monday. The St. Cecilia first-round game will be at 6:30 on Tuesday night with a second ball game at 8:15 up at Adams Central up against Grand Island Central Catholic. And then the winners will play on Thursday night at 7:30. Sutton right now, as far as the power points are concerned for a possible wild card, if they don't win the district championship, Sutton is currently sitting third in Class C2 as of today. Hastings St. Cecilia is sitting in fourth place in the wild card points behind Sandy Creek, Wahoo, and Gordon Rushville in Class C1. Sutton, like we said, is in third place in the wild card standings. They're behind Crofton and Lutheran High Northeast. We're at halftime. 15-14 is the score. Sutton has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington, Hastings, or online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Sutton High School, Hastings St. Cecilia trailing the Sutton Phillies here in girls high school play tonight, 15-14. And the other teams in the city of Hastings playing tonight, Hastings High boys are on the road playing at Waverly. Adams Central boys and girls are playing in Ravenna tonight. Girls ball game is just completed, and Ravenna beat Adams Central tonight in girls high school basketball by a score of 48-38. The boys just getting ready to take to the floor here in just a few minutes. But again, Ravenna knocks off Adams Central in girls high school basketball tonight, the score of 48-38. Scoring in the ball game tonight here for Hastings St. Cecilia, they're being led so far by Abby Jackson. Jackson has got 5 points in the ball game, a three and a two. That is it. Other than that, nobody with more than 2 points. Chanel Farmer has got a field goal for two. Roxy Schmidt has got a field goal for two. Tessa Kalupa has got a field goal and 2 points. And Morgan Nicola has got a field goal and two. Libby Kissinger has got 1 point in the ball game. She's one out of two from the free throw line. And that is it. The Hawks have the Hawkettes have two free throws. And Libby has knocked down one. She's been the only girl to get to the free throw line here tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. Jamie Van Kirk leading the way for Sutton so far. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Van Kirk has got a couple of field goals, and she is two out of two from the free throw line. Mariah Van Kirk has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Claire Bergen has got a field goal, and she is one out of one from the free throw line for three. And Vanessa Van Kirk has got a field goal for two. So the Phillies are three out of three from the free throw line, and they've got a 1 point lead here at halftime over St. Cecilia. The score is 15-14. St. Cecilia in the first half shot 23% from the floor. They were 6 out of 26 from the field for 23%. Sutton was 6 out of 17 for 35%. The Hawkettes were 1 out of 7 from three-point territory for 14%. Sutton was 0 out of 5 from three-point range. Rebounds, Hastings St. Cecilia with 16, Sutton with 13. St. Cecilia leading on the offensive end, 7-2. The turnovers, dead even as well. Sutton has got 7. Hastings St. Cecilia has got 7. The Hawkettes have 2 steals so far in the ball game, 3 for the Sutton Phillies. Now we've had no block shots, but neither team shooting the ball real well. 23% for St. Cecilia, 6 out of 26 from the field. Sutton, 6 out of 17 for 35%. At least it's close. It's 15-14. Sutton has got a 1 point lead over the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463 2734.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning, 7 to 11, Sunday, 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Sutton High School as we get ready for the second half in girls high school basketball tonight. 15-14 is the score. The series down on top of Hastings St. Cecilia. Hawkett so far with only three losses this year. Sutton has got two losses. So Sutton will have the opening possession here in the third quarter. Claire Perkin has got the ball, takes it right down low. The shot is up and in. Jessica Osterhaus scoring there on the feed from Claire Perkin to get things going. And Sutton has now got a three-point lead over St. Cecilia. It's 17-14. Biggest lead of the ball game so far has been four, held by Sutton at 13-9. Here's Lexi. Spinner shot to be blocked down by Perkin. Claire Perkin gets a block there for the Sutton Phillies, and the ball is recovered by Jamie Van Kirk. So Van Kirk brings it up now against Abby Jackson into the fourth court. Jamie down in the corner on the left side, and now keeps it on the dribble and comes out on the wing. Here's a pass down in the corner to Vanessa Van Kirk, and her shot is up and in. Vanessa Van Kirk hits a bucket there, and it's now 19-14. This is the biggest lead of the ball game now. So Sutton has scored the first, 4 points in the second half, and it's 19-14. Sutton has got the lead. Here's a shot taken by Tessa Kalupa. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk. Kalupa knocked down on the play, but no foul called there. Jamie Van Kirk gets the ball ahead of Vanessa Van Kirk. Bounce pass goes inside to Bergen. Wheels in a lane. Her shot's going to be up there. Partially deflected. The ball is loose. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Sutton ball. Bergen had a good look at the basket there, but I think Tessa Kalupa got a little piece of action on the basketball there. And it went out of her hands, deflected it out of bounds. Morgan Nicola comes back into the ball game now. Tessa Kalupa comes out. Vanessa Van Kirk will inbound the ball to get it to Bergen down in the corner. Out to a Mariah Van Kirk. She holds the ball in the wing, dribbles inside the free throw circle, gives it up to Jamie Van Kirk. Picked up there by Sharice Farmer of St. Cecilia. The Hawkettes stay with their man-to-man defense. It's 19-14. The Phillies have got the lead over the Hawkettes. Right sideline, Mariah Van Kirk. Her pass in the way is going to be intercepted. 8 turnovers now, and Sutton. The ball is picked out of there by Morgan Nicola. Gets it out of the hands of Abby Jackson out here in three-point territory. Sends it on the wing on the right side to Morgan Nicola. Back to the elbow, left side to Libby Kissinger. Picked up there by Van Kirk of the Sutton Phillies. Comes across the top to Morgan Nicola. Back to Abby Jackson. A long three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Claire Bergen. Bergen has got the ball for Sutton. Comes to the near sideline to Mariah Van Kirk. Van Kirk dribbling to the ball. Takes it to the far sideline. Trying to use a screen from Jamie Van Kirk. Now they get the ball to Jamie, and she hustles it into the forecourt. Van Kirk comes over here on the left side to Vanessa Van Kirk. Bounce pass inside to Bergen. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the ball ripped out of there by Lexi Schmidt. Now to Abby Jackson in the forecourt. Abby comes over here on the wing on the right side. Libby Kissinger for three. Shot is off of the mark. No good. Bergen had the rebound. Lost it to Nicola. Out to Jackson. Shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Jessica Osterhaus of Sutton. Now to Van Kirk. Down the right sideline to Mariah Van Kirk. Three on for the hole shot. No good, and she's fouling the play. Mariah Van Kirk is fouling the play. She'll go to the free throw line now. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Libby Kissinger of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her first. 19-14 is the score. The Phillies have opened up a five-point lead over the Hawkettes. Mariah Van Kirk to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's good. The Phillies now 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Chanel Farmer comes in now for St. Cecilia, and going out is going to be Libby Kissinger. 20-14. It is Sutton out on top as the Phillies look to add to the total right here. Mariah Van Kirk's next free throw is good. 21-14. So Sutton opens up the third quarter on a 6-0 run so far. Hawkettes with the basketball in their offensive zone. Abby Jackson has got it out to Chanel Farmer. Bounce pass to Sharice Farmer. Just to the left side of the lane. Goes to Abby Jackson on the far sideline. Out of Morgan Nicola. She holds the ball out here just to the left of the circle. Cross-court pass comes over here to Lexi Schmidt. Takes the ball inside the free throw circle. Now over to Chanel Farmer. To Morgan Nicola. Good defense here by Sutton. Up to Abby Jackson. Over on the wing on the left side is Chanel Farmer. Inside down to Lexi Schmidt. Turns around. The ball is knocked out of her hands by Bergen. Ball is recovered here by Jamie Van Kirk. a turnover on St. Cecilia. That's their eighth of the ball game. Jamie Van Kirk with the ball. Over to Mariah Van Kirk, and now we've got a whistle inside, and the foul is going to be called. Jessica Osterhaus went down to the hardwood there for Sutton, and a personal foul is going to be called on Schmidt. Lexi Schmidt picks up her first foul. Team foul number two on the Hawkettes. 21-14 is the score. Sutton will play things in. Osterhaus grabs the ball down in the corner to Mariah Van Kirk. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Morgan Nicola of St. Cecilia. Morgan gets the ball ahead. Now to Sharice Farmer. Farmer pulls up on the wing. Bombs it inside to Lexi Schmidt. Double team. Goes up for the shot anyway. It's up and in. Lexi Schmidt was surrounded there by nothing but Philly. She goes up and the ball high off of the glass and straight through the hole. Lexi now with 4 points in the ball game. 21-16. Here's the ball deflected away from Bergen. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Sutton ball. Bergen trying to take the ball on the rack, and it was knocked out of her hands there by Morgan Nicola of St. Cecilia. It goes out of bounds on the far sideline. 4 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the third quarter. Sutton has got the lead over St. Cecilia, 21-16. As Sutton will play things in, Mariah Van Kirk gets it to Vanessa Van Kirk. Now to Osterhaus. Her short jumper is up there, no good. We found Van Kirk, and it's not no good, and she's fouling the play. Vanessa Van Kirk gets another offensive board there for the Phillies, and she was fouling the play by Chanel Farmer. The second foul on Farmer. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's up and in by Vanessa Van Kirk. That one went on Morgan Nicola. It's going to be her first foul. So Morgan picks up her first foul. Here's the next free throw. It's up there. It's good by Vanessa Van Kirk. And all of a sudden, the Hawkettes are trailing in the ballgame 23-16. An 8-0 run here for the Phillies to begin the second half. Nicola goes to Chanel Farmer. Her pass comes back out on top to Tessa Kalupa, drives it down the right side of the lane. Now to Morgan Nicola, takes the ball down to the baseline, shovels the ball away. It's going to be intercepted, trying to get the ball to Ernst, and the ball is picked off by Bergen. Another turnover on St. Cecilia. That's their ninth of the ball game. There's a Vanessa Van Kirk back inside. A shot by Osterhaus is going to be no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot, no good by Bergen, and she fouled. Claire Bergen on the offensive glass there. Sutton winning the ball game right now with their offensive rebounds. They're getting second and third opportunities just about every time down the floor. A personal foul whistled here on St. Cecilia. And Bergen goes to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. Sutton is now 8-for-8 on free throws in this ball game. Tessa Kalupa picks up that last personal foul. That's going to be her first. It's now 24-16. And here comes the next free throw by Bergen. It's in the air. That's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Bergen, and the follow shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Chanel Farmer. She runs her back the other way. So 9 straight points here for the Phillies. They work the ball inside. Lexi Schmidt, her shot, no good. And the rebound comes down to Osterhaus. Lexi misses another easy one right in front of the bucket there. So it's 24-16. The Sutton Phillies have got the lead. Here's Jamie Van Kirk. Hands away to Vanessa Van Kirk. Free throw line jumper. It's around the rim and down through the hole. A high bounce straight in the air and right down through the hole. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. 26-16 is the score now. The Hawkettes are trailing by 10 points here in the ball game. Here's Lexi Schmidt with the ball. Lexi comes out on top now to Chanel Farmer. Over here on the wing on the right side is Sharice Farmer inside. Now Lexi Schmidt, her shot is up and in. They work the ball down in the low block on the right side. Lexi Schmidt scores. And now we got a foul here. As Sutton attempts to inbound the ball, it's going to go on Sharice Farmer. So Sharice picks up her second personal foul. Here comes Chanel Farmer out of the ball game now. Libby Kissinger comes back in. 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It is 26-18. Facing St. Cecilia is trailing here in the ball game. Mariah Van Kirk has got the ball here in backcourt. Van Kirk down the left sideline, hops it into the offensive zone. Gets it down to Claire Bergen. Bergen drives it down the right side of the lane. Goes all the way to the basket. A shot no good. Rebound Osterhaus goes back up. Her shot good. Jessica Osterhaus scores. She's got 4 points in the ball game. That's back to a 10-point lead at 28-18. Here's Jessica Kalupa off of the baseline, and the foul is going to be called at Osterhaus. Jessica Osterhaus picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. That's going to be team foul number one on the Phillies here in the second half. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Tessa Kalupa. She's got 2 points so far tonight. And a free throw is up and in. Kalupa is a 67% foul shooter in the season. She's now 22 out of 32 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 59% of the free throws. Kalupa will have one more. Shot is up there. It's good. Vanessa Kalupa hits a pair of free throws. Up Old St. Cecilia back within 8 points. 28-20 is the score. There's Jimmy Van Kirk with the ball. Down the right sideline. Has it tipped away and is picked up by Abby Jackson. Turnover number 9 now on the Phillies. Abby Jackson, nice pass to Lexi Schmidt. Shot is up and in. Lexi Schmidt scores on the assist from Abby Jackson. That's now 28-22. 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Claire Bergen with the ball. Bergen down to Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk down the near sideline. Gets into the offensive zone there. She works against the Charisse Farmer. Van Kirk still with it. Goes to the other way. Mariah Van Kirk goes up a three. Her shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jackson. Abby Jackson down the left sideline. Down to Charisse Farmer. Cuts it to the hole. Gets it back outside. Now to Tessa Kalupa. Now to Libby Kissinger to Jackson. Back inside to Lexi Schmidt. Shot is up there. Good. So St. Cecilia pounding the ball inside. Lexi Schmidt delivering here. She's got 10 points in the ball game. That's now 28-24. And now Sutton wants to call a timeout. So the Phillies had a 10-point lead a couple of times here in the third quarter. And right now the lead is back down to 4. A minute and 28 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Sutton 28, Hastings St. Cecilia 24.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
128 to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia has cut the deficit back down to 4 points. The Phillies had a 10-point lead just a minute or so ago. Here's Vanessa Van Kirk, gets it down the right sideline. Back out to Jamie Van Kirk at the top of the key. Jamie now backs up there and will reset the offense. Right in their face defensively is Tessa Kalupa now for St. Cecilia. There's Vanessa Van Kirk inside the free throw circle to the far sideline. Driving, there's a pass inside, there's a shot taken, it's going to be no good by Coppins, and the rebound comes down to Abby Jackson. Jackson on the dribble, behind the screen from Libby Kissinger. Jackson comes across the top, they get it to Charisse Farmer. Down here in the corner, here's a shot taken by Tessa, it's going to be no good. And the rebound to Mariah Van Kirk. Van Kirk weaves her way up the floor now, down the lane, she goes to the basket, big collision, no foul called, and the bucket is up and in. Mariah Van Kirk scores, she's got 8 points in the ball game. It's now 30-24. 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Libby Kissinger with the ball. Libby over here to Charisse Farmer. Farmer gets away, drives the ball to the basket. Her shot is up there. Still good, and she's fouling the play. It just bounces out of there, and a foul is going to be called on the Sutton. It's going to go on the Calkins. That's going to be your second. Team foul number 2 on the Phillies here in the second half. Charisse Farmer to the free throw line, just a 46% foul shooter, and the shot is up there. It's no good. Charisse averaging 7.9 points per ball game. She had 13 the other night against Adams Central in their big 81-19 win. Charisse now 13 out of 29 from the free throw line this season. So attempt another one right here. That one is down through the hole. So she hits one out of two. And the St. Cecilia deficit is now 5 points at 30-25 with 22 seconds to play. There's Jamie Van Kirk with the ball. Jamie dribbling with the ball here against Abby Jackson. Steps it across the midcourt stripe. Jamie still with the ball with 13 seconds to play. Van Kirk gives it up now. Over here to Calkins. Gets away, pulls up, shoots a little seven-footer. Shot's going to be no good. And the rebound to Chanel Farmer down the left sideline. To Charisse Farmer, loses control of the ball. The scramble is on. Jump ball is called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. So the Hawkins will play things in with only two-tenths of a second remaining. Here on the near sideline, they will play it in. They get it to Charisse Farmer. She gets the shot away, but at the end of the third quarter. So we're headed to the fourth and final period here with the game on the line. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing the Sutton Phillies after three quarters. It's Sutton 30, Hastings St. Cecilia 25.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Hinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC in Grand Island is a proud supporter of Hastings Catholic Schools. Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC reminds us that Blue is coming up on April 9th. Three quarters in the books here tonight. Girls High School basketball, 30-25. It is Sutton out on top of St. Cecilia here tonight. And earlier this evening in Ravenna, in girls high school basketball, it was Ravenna beating the Adams Central girls by 10, a final of 48-38. So the Phillies will inbound the ball off of the far sideline. 8 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. A couple of top-rated teams in their respective classes, Sutton in C2, number 5. St. Cecilia is number 4 in class C1, squaring off here tonight. Here's a personal foul right off of the bat on Abby Jackson. Jackson picks up her second. That's going to be team foul number 6 on St. Cecilia here in this second half of play. So no free throws here. It's going to be Mariah Van Kirk inbounding the ball. Mariah's got it now on the far sideline. Now to Vanessa Van Kirk as she dribbles the ball on the wing. Gets it to Osterhaus at the free throw line. Mariah Van Kirk dribbles inside and now gets the ball to Bergen. It's off of her fingertips. It's picked out of there by Jackson. Turnover number 10 on the Phillies. Here's Abby Jackson. NBA three-pointer. Shot's going to be no good. Ball is going to come to the near corner, and we got a jump ball called. Jamie Van Kirk is tied up in the play there by Sharice Farmer. 30-25 is the score. We're in the fourth quarter now with 7:28 remaining in the ball game. As St. Cecilia will inbound it. Sharice Farmer throws it over the head of Chanel Farmer, who was picked up here by Jamie Williams, who's into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. To Jackson, out of Chanel Farmer, thought about the three, drives it inside, gives it to Sharice Farmer. She drives it in the lane, and a pass down low is going to be tipped out of bounds by Sutton. So St. Cecilia will play things in. The Sutton fans wanted a traveling violation there on Sharice Farmer, but they didn't get it. So St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Abby Jackson comes out to Libby Kissinger. Now left side, here's Chanel Farmer for three. Shot in and out, no good. Abby was halfway down and popped out of there. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball now. Out to Libby Kissinger. She holds it. Libby puts it on the floor, and Joel's at the top of the key. Libby still on the dribble out here as they work against the Sutton man-to-man defense. Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson comes over here to Morgan Nicola, trying to penetrate. The foul's going to be called. And that's on Osterhaus. That's going to be number 4 on her. That's the case. Jessica Osterhaus has picked up her 4th personal foul here for Sutton. That is huge. She is a 6-foot senior for Sutton. Has done a great job with the boards tonight for the Phillies. She's coming to Hastings College this fall to play volleyball for the Broncos, but now she's heading to the bench to get some playing time. 6:49 to play here in the fourth quarter, 30-25. Osterhaus now with 4 personal fouls for the Phillies. Now we got a personal foul called again. It's going to go on Sutton. A reaching in foul called here on Mariah Calkins for the Phillies. That's going to be her 3rd. That's team foul number 4 on Sutton in the second half, so still no free throws. Abby Jackson has got the ball now for St. Cecilia. Dribbles just to the right of the circle. Gets it to Lexi Schmidt. Down to Libby Kissinger. Libby holds the ball, drives it down the right side of the wing, kicks it out here to Jackson. Jackson puts it on the floor, dribbles inside the free throw circle, then retreats and then throws the ball out of the way. Chanel Farmer was cutting toward the lane. Abby threw it back out the other way, and it goes sailing into the nickel seats on the far sideline. 30-25. St. Cecilia trailing by 5 points here in the fourth quarter. Sutton will play things in here in backcourt. Vanessa Van Kirk gets to Claire Bergen. Not a Vanessa Van Kirk. Vanessa dribbling with the ball, brings it across the midcourt stripe here. Picked up by Abby Jackson. Van Kirk comes over to Mariah Van Kirk. Picked up by Lexi Schmidt of St. Cecilia. Mariah takes it down in the corner to Calkins. Guarded closely there by Libby Kissinger. There's Vanessa Van Kirk. Gets it to Jamie Van Kirk. To Claire Bergen on the far side. Cross-court pass comes to Mariah Van Kirk. Drives inside. The shot no good. Hit line is good. Jamie Van Kirk gets the field goal after Mariah misses. 32-25, St. Cecilia trailing by 7 points here in the fourth quarter with 5:45 to play. Libby Kissinger with the ball. Out to Chanel Farmer. 4-3. Your shot is up there. Way off of the mark. No good. Rebound Schmidt. Goes back up. Puts it up the right-handed shot. Good. Lexi Schmidt now with 12 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia. And now John Kyle calls the timeout. 5 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Sutton 32, Hastings St. Cecilia 27.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Boys High School basketball tonight in Ravenna after the first quarter. The Ravenna Blue Jays lead Adams Central 12-2. Ravenna 12, Adams Central 2. That's after the first quarter in boys high school basketball, regular season stuff. The Ravenna girls beat Adams Central earlier tonight by a score of 48-38. 32-27 here in St. Cecilia trailing the Sutton Phillies in girls high school basketball. Jamie Van Kirk has got the ball now for Sutton. As she dribbles with the ball out here, gets it to the top of the key. Vanessa Van Kirk dumps the ball down to Bergen. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bergen was knocked down. No foul called. Long rebound is going to be picked up here by Vanessa Van Kirk. That is Jamie Van Kirk. And again, Sutton will try to get something going here offensively. 5 minutes to go in the basketball game. The Phillies have a 5-point lead. Van Kirk gets it to Vanessa Van Kirk. Out to Mariah Van Kirk. She drives it to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. Ball ripped out of there by Lexi Schmidt. Outlet pass comes to Cherise Farmer. Farmer hustles into the forecourt. The Hawkettes down by 5 points here. Jackson on the baseline. A 15-footer. Good. Abby Jackson scores for St. Cecilia. She's got 7 points in the ball game. It's now 32-29. The Hawkettes have scored the last 4 points here in the ball game. That's Jamie Van Kirk down the right sideline. Van Kirk gets the ball to Vanessa Van Kirk. Mishandles it. Picked up by Bergen. Bergen now to Calkins. To Mariah Van Kirk. Back outside to Jamie Van Kirk. 4:22 to play in the fourth quarter. 32-29. Hawkins down by 3 points. Hawkins with the ball. Gets it to Vanessa Van Kirk. Now to Jamie Van Kirk. Long range jumper. Good. Jamie Van Kirk hits one. She's got 10 points in the ball game. 35-29. Sutton has got the lead. Here's Jackson for three. Her shot good. Abby Jackson now with 10. 35-32 is the score now. A 3-point lead for the Sutton Phillies. And Sutton has got the ball. Mariah Van Kirk inside to Bergen. Her shot is up there. Good. Nice pass. Claire Bergen lays it in. Claire now with 6 points in the ball game. 37-32. There's a pass intercepted. Libby Kissinger trying to take it down to the baseline to Lexi Schmidt or Abby Jackson. And the ball was picked off there by the Phillies. And now we got a timeout here. A timeout called by Sutton. 3:35 to play here in the fourth quarter. It's Sutton 37. Hastings St. Cecilia 32.
Valentine's Day is almost here, and there's no better way to say I love you more than a rack of ribs from Hastings' newest barbecue spot, the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe. Get a whole rack of delicious smoked roasted ribs for only $13.75, or a half rack for only $9.25, with your choice of two delicious sides and barbecue sauce. Nothing says I love you more than a rack of ribs from the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe, located across from Dairy Queen next to Express Mart in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
3:35 to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia is trailing Sutton by a score of 37-32. Tom Dinsdale, Chevrolet Cadillac GMC in Grand Island is a proud supporter of Hastings Catholic Schools. Tom Dinsdale, Chevrolet Cadillac GMC reminds you that Blue is coming up on April 9th. Lexi Schmidt having a good ball game tonight for St. Cecilia. 12 points in the ball game. Abby Jackson has got 10. Jimmy Van Kirk has got 10 points for the Sutton Phillies. Mariah Van Kirk has got 8. Vanessa Van Kirk has got 8 points. 37-32. The Phillies have a 5-point lead. This is Jamie Van Kirk with the ball. Around the screen. Dumps the ball down low. Mishandled. The ball is loose in the lane. Finally picked up here by Calkins. Calkins keeps it alive here for the Phillies. Out to Mariah Van Kirk. There's Vanessa Van Kirk. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound. Calkins. Oh, shot good. Mariah Calkins scores for Sutton. The Phillies are absolutely crushing the Hawkettes on the offensive glass. Here's a Cherise Farmer driving to the hole, and she is knocked out of bounds, and a foul is going to be called. That's going to go on Calkins. So Sutton is definitely winning the rebounding war here tonight. Cherise Farmer to the free throw line. Calkins just picked up her fourth foul. Cherise Farmer's free throw is up there and in. He's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line after scoring 13 points the other night against Adams Central. 3 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. The Hawkins are now down by 6 points. It is 39-33. Here's the next shot by Farmer. That one is good. Cerise Farmer hits a pair of free throws, and now Sutton will play things in. They get it to Jamie Van Kirk here on the near sideline. Abby Jackson draws her again as they work man-to-man here. Under 3 minutes to go as Van Kirk brings the ball up the floor. Jamie Van Kirk moves it to the left side of the floor, now behind the screen from Claire Bergen. Van Kirk still on the dribble here, sent to the right sideline. Vanessa Van Kirk trying to penetrate against Cherise Farmer. Now the ball knocked out of her hands out of bounds. Sutton will play things in on the far sideline. The Phillies looking for their 18th win of the season. Here's tonight, St. Cecilia looking for their 17th. Here's Jamie Van Kirk, free throw line extended right side, holding the ball. Van Kirk gets it to Mariah Van Kirk, and again, the ball popped out of her hands there. Chanel Farmer got in there, knocked the ball out of her hands into the seats over on the far side. 2:31 to play in the fourth, 39-34. Here's Jamie Van Kirk, goes for the basket, left-handed layup is up and in. Jamie Van Kirk found his seam down the left side of the lane, took it all the way to the basket and scored it left-handed. 12 points in the ball game now for Van Kirk. St. Cecilia back. Here's a shot by Nicola up there from three-point range. No good. Ball chased down by Osterhaus for the Sutton Phillies with 2:09 to play. It's 41-34. The Hawkins trailing by 7. There's Vanessa Van Kirk with the ball. Vanessa goes to Osterhaus inside the free throw line. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up. Her shot blocked. Rebound Vanessa Van Kirk. And she's calling for the steps. So the hometown fans don't like that one. Vanessa Van Kirk called for the steps. 1:55 to play. In addition to all the Van Kirks we got on the floor, we've got Rachel Van Kirk, who formerly played at Hastings College. She's one of the assistant coaches for Sutton this year. There's Alexi Schmidt with the ball now for St. Cecilia. The Chanel Farmer, the Jackson, drives the baseline. Now comes over here to Morgan Nickler. Shot no good. Rebound loose, picked up by Schmidt. Shot up and in. Alexi Schmidt scores. She's now got 14 points in the basketball game. We've got 1:36 to play in the fourth quarter. Now we've got a timeout. John Kyle for St. Cecilia calls the timeout. 1:36 to play in regulation. The score is Sutton 41, Hastings St. Cecilia 36.
It's not too late to get in on the best deal in the area. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $55 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contests for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now.
1230 KHAS.
1:36 to play here in the fourth quarter, 41-36. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing here in the ball game to Sutton. What a good ball game here tonight. Sutton led 6-4 at the end of the first quarter. St. Cecilia had a 15-14 lead at halftime. St. Cecilia led by 5 at the end. Actually, Sutton leading 30-25 after three quarters. Sutton led 15-14 at the end of the second quarter. And now it's 41-36. Sutton has got the lead. Vanessa Van Kirk is going to have her pocket picked here by Chanel Farmer. Chanel Farmer goes to Cherise Farmer. Her shot is up and in. Sutton turns the ball over, and Cherise Farmer gets the field goal. Now it's 41-38. So one possession ball game. Here's Chanel Farmer. Chips the ball away again. Abby Jackson picks it up. Now to Farmer. Shot is up and in. And we got a timeout with 1:15 to play. So another timeout, St. Cecilia with a couple of steals here in backcourt. And now it's a 41-40 ball game with 1:15 to play. You're listening to high school basketball.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
This Valentine's Day, fall in love all over again by giving your Valentine a gorgeous bouquet of flowers. Vibrant roses, brightly colored mixed arrangements, Mylar balloons, and chocolates. Say it with flowers and happy Valentine's Day from Bob Sass Flowers. 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, and this year opened the Sunday before Valentine's Day.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings has started to force two turnovers here. In backcourt, we're down to a minute and 14 seconds to play. St. Cecilia is trailing by the score of 41-40. Sutton will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Osterhaus gets the ball now to Van Kirk, picked up by Jackson. Van Kirk jump pass across the 10-second line now to Jessica Osterhaus, and now we've got a foul called. A foul called here on Cerise Farmer trying to go for the steal. Cerise Farmer picks up her third personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 7 on St. Cecilia. So we're going to have some free throws now. Here comes Tessa Kalupa back into the ball game for St. Cecilia, replacing Libby Kissinger. So the Hawkettes have fought back. They trailed by 10 points in the third quarter. In fact, they trailed here in the fourth quarter by 7 points. It is now 1-41-40. Here's a shot from the free throw line. Good by Jessica Osterhaus. She has now got 5 points in the basketball game. It's now a 2-point ball game. Sutton leading by a score of 42-40. A minute and 4 seconds to play in girls' high school basketball. Jesse Osterhaus, next free throw is up there. That one rattles off. No good. Rebound, St. Cecilia. Tessa Kalupa gets the rebound, and the Hawkettes can pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal. Cerise Farmer has got it. Comes over to Chanel Farmer. Chanel outside down to Tessa Kalupa for 3. Shot good. Tessa Kalupa nails a 3-ball, and the Hawkettes have the lead. 43-42 with 46 seconds to play. Here's a Van Kirk with the ball. Winds her way up the floor. Van Kirk down the left side of the lane. Goes for the basket. As you mentioned, the layup. Rebound. Comes down to Osterhaus, and a foul is called. So it's now 43-42. Safe to say he's got the lead, but a personal foul whistle at the other end on Tessa Kalupa. That's going to be her second, and now John Kyle wants to call a timeout. Safe to say has come back to grab the lead. 37 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. It's now St. Cecilia 43, Sutton 42.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
1230 KHAS.
So Tessa Kalupa hitting a three-pointer with 46 seconds to play to give St. Cecilia their first lead in a long, long time. We're in the fourth quarter, 37 seconds to play. Boy, St. Cecilia has not had the lead since the first quarter. 9-8 was the last lead for St. Cecilia with 5:27 to play in the first quarter. Actually, the second quarter. That was in the second quarter. 5:27 to play in the second quarter. St. Cecilia had their last lead. And now they've got the advantage here at 43-42 with Jessica Osterhaus going to the free throw line for Sutton. She's got 5 points in the ballgame, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And Osterhaus will throw the marker. Shot is up there. It's good. We're tied up. Sutton had a 7-point lead here in the fourth quarter. We're now tied at 43 points apiece with 37 seconds to play. Each team with one timeout left here in this fourth quarter. Osterhaus, next free throw is up there. It's going to be short off of the right side. And now we got a rebound here by Libby Kissinger. Kissinger comes into the offensive zone. We're down to 30 seconds to play. St. Cecilia. They go for the final shot right here. Libby Kissinger hands the ball away to Tessa Kalupa. We're down to 24 seconds to play. Cerise Farmer has got the ball. Cerise out here in three-point territory. And now we got a timeout called from John Kyle. So St. Cecilia has got the clock down to 18 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter, and we've got a timeout and a tie ball game. Hastings, St. Cecilia 43, Sutton 43.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
18.3 seconds to play. It is 43-43. Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Sutton in a battle here tonight. The Hawkettes currently 16-3 on the season. Sutton is 17-2. Everything we expected here tonight between a couple of teams that we'll probably see down in Lincoln coming up the first week of March in their respective classes. So St. Cecilia with a chance to win this baby. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Sutton. In the event of a jump ball, Sutton will get it on the alternating jump. One timeout left for Sutton. 18.3 seconds to play. Hastings St. Cecilia will inbound the ball off of the far sideline with Tessa Kalupa. Goes into the backcourt to Cherise Farmer. They need just 1 point here. We're tied up at 43. Cherise Farmer with the ball to Tessa Kalupa on the wing. Tessa is going to be fouled down here by Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk fouls Tessa Kalupa. That's going to be team foul number six on Sutton. So now we're down to 9.9 seconds to play. That's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball on the far sideline again. Tessa Kalupa back into the backcourt to Cherise Farmer. Steps it across the offense, steps it into the offensive scoring zone. Abby Jackson. Jackson got a Libby Kissinger. Good pass to the right side. It's going to be intercepted by Van Kirk, and we're going to overtime. So St. Cecilia looks a little disorganized out here in three-point territory. The ball is eventually knocked down on a pass by Van Kirk, and we are headed to an overtime here tonight in girls high school basketball in Sutton. The score at the end of regulation, Hastings St. Cecilia 43, Sutton 43.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, headed for a four-minute overtime here tonight between Sutton and Hastings St. Cecilia. Sutton will control the opening tap here, and they'll work to our basket to our left. Vanessa Van Kirk comes out to Bergen. Claire has the ball tipped away from her. Now a foul is going to be called. Chanel Farmer gets another tip of the ball there. I think Bergen is going to be the guilty party. That's the case. Claire Bergen picks up her first personal foul. And now the Hawkettes into the bonus situation here. That's the seventh team foul on Sutton here in the ball game. And Chanel Farmer goes to the free throw line here for the Hawkettes. She's got 4 points so far tonight. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Bergen. So we're still tied 43-43 in girls high school basketball here tonight. 3:40 to play in overtime. Here's Vanessa Van Kirk. Goes over to Jamie Van Kirk. Now to over on the wing on the left side to Mariah Van Kirk. Inside to Jamie, and her son is up at the end. Jamie Van Kirk scores. He's now got 14 in the ballgame. Here's a steal now by Jamie Van Kirk. Drives, shoots, and scores. Takes the play. It turns the ball away. Jamie Van Kirk with back-to-back field goals. 47-43. Sutton has now got a four-point lead over St. Cecilia. Tessa Kalupa works the ball inside to Chanel Farmer. Son is up and in. Down low, Chanel Farmer gets the field goal. She's got 6 points. 47-45. The Phillies have got the lead. Claire Bergen gets the ball now to Jamie Van Kirk. Races the ball down the right sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Picked up there by Abby Jackson defensively. Van Kirk gets into the hands of Vanessa Van Kirk on the right sideline. Vanessa gets it back out top to Osterhaus. Now to Mariah Van Kirk. Back inside to Vanessa Van Kirk. And she's fouled in the play. Fouled the play here. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Tessa Kalupa. That's going to be her third. Going to the free throw line is going to be Vanessa Van Kirk. 2:45 to play here in the overtime session. It's 47-45, and a shot from the free throw line is no good by Vanessa. He is now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. She's got 8 points in the ball game. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. That one is good, so she hits 1 out of 2. 48-45 now. It's a three-point lead. St. Cecilia back with the ball now. This is Libby Kissinger. As the Sutton stays with that man-to-man defense, they played man all night long. Chanel Farmer, free throw line extended left side. Down in the corner, now to Libby Kissinger. Behind the screen, Libby comes out to Abby Jackson. Nice pass down low, but it slipped out of the bounce at the last second by Mariah Van Kirk. That was lost off of the fingertips of St. Cecilia down there. Mariah got her hands on it, but St. Cecilia, I think that was Chanel Farmer down there. tips the ball out of bounds herself, or lost it out of bounds. So a turnover on the Hawkins. That's their 14th of the ball game. 48-45. Here's the ball tipped in backcourt, but it's going to be retrieved here by Bergen. Bergen goes over to Mariah Van Kirk. Double team. Mariah gets it across the 10-second line to Vanessa Van Kirk to Bergen. Now here's a shot up and in by Osterhaus. Jessica Osterhaus with 8 points in the ball game. And Sutton has opened up a 5-point lead, 50-45. Here's Cherise Farmer driving for the hole. Her shot is up and in. Cherise Farmer now has 7 points in the ball game, and John will burn another timeout right here. 2:03 to play in overtime. It is Sutton 50, Hastings St. Cecilia 47.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
In overtime here tonight, it is 50-47. Sutton has got the lead over Adams Central. Actually, Sutton has got the lead over St. Cecilia. Halftime score in boys play. Ravenna is leading Adams Central by a score of 38-15. That's in boys play tonight in Ravenna. The Ravenna Blue Jays leading Adams Central 38-15. 50-47. Here's Sutton with a lead over Hastings St. Cecilia Girls High School play. Sutton has got the ball. Down the right sideline, Vanessa Van Kirk. Abby Jackson right on her face defensively. Finally, she gets the ball away. Pass down the right sideline over the head of Osterhaus. It's out of bounds. Sutton turns the ball over for the 14th time here tonight. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, Morgan Nikla. And coming out will be Lexi Schmidt. 1:54 to play here in the overtime session. St. Cecilia down by 3 points. Tessa Kalupa has got the ball in the way on the left side. Down to Abby Jackson at the top of the key. Back to Chanel Farmer. Farmer holds it. Now to Morgan Nikla at the free throw line. Tessa Kalupa has got it on the left side. Out here beyond the three-point arc. Out to Abby Jackson. Picked up there by Vanessa Van Kirk. Abby comes over the wing on the right side to Chanel Farmer. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Down to Morgan Nikla. The ball poked away by Van Kirk. Gets it back to the top of the circle to Kalupa. Ball tipped again. It's picked up by Cherise Farmer. Dribbles to the free throw line. Now to Abby Jackson. Abby takes it down to the baseline. A pass back out of the wing to Tessa Kalupa. Top of the key to Morgan Nikla. Nikla now to Cherise Farmer. We're down 1:12 to play. In overtime, it's 50-47. Here's Abby Jackson driving the baseline. Jump pass down in the corner to Chanel Farmer. Back outside to Cherise. Shot for three is no good. And a rebound comes down to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk with the ball now for the Phillies. 57 seconds to play, and the Phillies on a 3-point lead, 50-47. Here's Jamie Van Kirk with the ball. Jamie working out top against the Chanel Farmer. Jamie dribbling with the ball on the switch. Tessa Kalupa will pick her up. Abby Jackson trying to knock the ball loose. Finally, to get the ball into the hands of Mariah Van Kirk. Mariah Van Kirk to Vanessa Van Kirk, and now we're going to foul as Jamie gets the ball back to the midcourt stripe. A foul is going to be called here on the Jackson. I believe that's going to be your third. This will be a two-shot opportunity for Jamie Van Kirk. So three fouls on Abby Jackson. Jamie Van Kirk to the free throw line. She got 16 in the ball game, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there good. And Jamie headed to play basketball next year at the University of North Dakota. 51-47 is the score. Sutton has now got a 4-point lead. Jamie Van Kirk's next free throw is up there. That's around the rim and down. 52-47 now. 34 seconds to play in the overtime session. Here's Cherise Farmer with the ball. Goes over on the left side. They get it to Tessa Kalupa. Now to Cherise Farmer. Takes it down on the baseline. Goes for the hole. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Osterhaus. Osterhaus is going to be fouled here in backcourt. So Jessica Osterhaus still being aggressive with 4 personal fouls. Hit the board there, and she's fouled in a play by Cherise Farmer. 21.4 seconds to play in overtime. It is Sutton out on top of St. Cecilia, 52-47. Osterhaus to the free throw line. She is 2 of 4 from the line tonight. She'll have a couple of shots here. St. Cecilia now over the 10-foul limit in the second half. The shot is up there. It is good. Osterhaus now with 9 points in the ball game. 53-47, St. Cecilia trailing now. As Osterhaus will go back to the line here. Eyes the bucket for his second of two shots. It's in the air. That one is off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Lexi Schmidt of St. Cecilia. Now to Cerise Farmer into the forecourt. Cerise comes over to Chanel Farmer. Now to Cerise. A long three-pointer put up there. Hits off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Vanessa Van Kirk. Gets the ball to Mariah Van Kirk. The ball poked away and a foul called. Cerise Farmer picks up the foul for St. Cecilia. With 7.6 seconds to play, and Cherise just fouled out of the ballgame. She leads with 7 points, all seven here in the second half. And Cherise Farmer is fouled out of the ballgame with 7.6 seconds to play in the overtime session. Libby Kissinger will check in. 53-47. St. Cecilia trailing here in the overtime session. Mariah Van Kirk will go to the free throw line. She has got 8 points in the ballgame, 2 of 2 from the stripe tonight. Sutton is leading by 6, and the shot is up there is good. And the Sutton Phillies putting this one in the bag here. 54-47 in the overtime session. We were tied at 43 at the end of regulation. Here comes the next shot here. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good by Van Kirk, but the rebound comes down to Sutton. That's going to be Vanessa Van Kirk, and she's going to be fouled in the play. But off gets the board. And again, rebounding has been a key tonight for Sutton. They're getting a lot of second and third opportunities here against St. Cecilia. Personal foul whistled there on Jackson. That's going to be your fourth. We're down to 4.4 seconds to play in overtime. Vanessa Van Kirk to the free throw line. Her shot is up and in. She's now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. She's in double figures with 10 points. Vanessa's next shot is up there. It's around the rim and falls out. They're no good. Rebound to Tessa Kalupa. Near sideline is Chanel Farmer. A long-range jumper is going to be no good. And that's the ball game. As Hastings St. Cecilia will drop one here tonight to the Sutton Phillies in overtime. So Sutton wins it in overtime here tonight. Final score is Sutton 55, Hastings St. Cecilia 47. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Sutton, the Phillies knock off Hastings St. Cecilia tonight in girls high school basketball in overtime. Final score, Sutton 55, Hastings St. Cecilia 47. The Phillies are now 18-2 on the season. They will get ready for the sub-district basketball tournament coming up next week at Sandy Creek High School. And Sutton will be the number one seed for their sub. They'll take on either Heartland or Donovan Trumbull coming up next Tuesday night at 6 o'clock down at Sandy Creek. Hastings St. Cecilia now with a record of 16 wins and 4 losses on the season. The Hawkettes will play in the C-1-6 sub-district tournament at Hastings High next week. And St. Cecilia will play either St. Paul or Central City in their opening round game next Tuesday night at 6:30. But again, the Sutton Phillies come back and beat St. Cecilia in overtime, 55-47. Hawkettes trailed by as many as 10 points in the second half. They trailed by 7 in the fourth quarter and came back thanks to their defense, forcing some turnovers late. It was 43-43 with 18 seconds to play in the basketball game. St. Cecilia had a chance at a game-winning shot, but could not get anything away. In fact, they turned the ball over with just a second or two left on the clock in the fourth. So he went into the overtime session, and Sutton, using a couple of steals right off of the bat from Jamie Van Kirk, they give him a four-point lead, and eventually they go on to win this baby by the score of 55-47. Jamie Van Kirk leads the way for the Phillies tonight, 18 points in the ball game at 12 in the second half. Also in double figures was Vanessa Van Kirk. She had 10. Jessica Osterhaus had 9 points in the ball game. Mariah Van Kirk had 9, 6 for Claire Bergen, and 2 for Mariah Cockins. Sutton unofficially 16 out of 22 from the free throw line in the ball game tonight. St. Cecilia just 6 out of 9 from the line, so the Hawkins had a bunch less free throws here in the ball game tonight. 6 out of 9 from the free throw line for St. Cecilia. They were led by Lexi Schmidt, who had 14 points in the ball game, including 12 in the second half. Also in double figures, Abby Jackson with 10. 7 for Tessa Kalupa, 7 for Cherise Farmer, 6 for Chanel Farmer, 2 points for Morgan Nicola, and 1 point for Libby Kissinger. So again, Sutton wins it tonight on a score of 55-47 in overtime over Hastings St. Cecilia. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
This is the player of the game. Brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Back at Sutton here tonight, the Phillies knock off Hastings St. Cecilia in girls high school basketball 55-47. In overtime tonight, this is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, Lexi Schmidt leading the way tonight for the Hawkettes. She had 14 points in the ball game. Abby Jackson had 10 points, 5 in each half. Also, playing good ball game tonight for St. Cecilia, Tessa Kalupa. She knocked down a three-pointer and a two-pointer and had a couple of free throws for 7 points in the ball game. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be Lexi Schmidt. Lexi finishes with 14 points in the ball game tonight. Had just 2 in the first half, and she comes back with a strong second half. Contributes 12 more points, so she ends up with 14 for the ball game. Had 7 field goals, and also pulls down 9 rebounds in the ball game. So just a rebound short of a double-double here tonight for Lexi Schmidt in the losing cause. Schmidt with 14 points and 9 rebounds, but Hastings St. Cecilia drops their fourth ball game of the season tonight to Sutton in overtime by the score of 55-47. Stick around. The coach's post-game show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's post-game show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans.
So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net. Brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
The Sutton Phillies knock off St. Cecilia tonight in girls' high school basketball in overtime tonight, 55-47. Still waiting for John Kyle to make his way back out of the locker room for the Hawkins here tonight. A couple other scores to report to you. Ravenna knocked off the Adams Central girls this evening by a score of 48-38. And in the boys' game, Ravenna has got a 38-15 halftime lead over Adams Central tonight. Those games are going on in Ravenna. So, again, the Ravenna Blue Jays girls knock off Adams Central tonight by 10, 48-38. The boys' game at last check was at a halftime. Ravenna 38, Adams Central 15. Hastings St. Cecilia dropping this one here tonight in girls basketball by a score of 55-47. Sutton led 6-4 at the end of the first quarter. It was 15-14 in favor of the Phillies at halftime. Sutton led at the end of three quarters 30-25. It was tied up at 43 at the end of regulation. And then the Sutton Phillies outscored St. Cecilia 8-4 in that overtime session. And the final, actually, a 12-4 in the overtime session. And the Sutton Phillies knock off St. Cecilia in overtime tonight by a score of 55-47. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Back here in Sutton again, it was the Phillies over Hastings St. Cecilia girls basketball tonight, an overtime final score of 55-47. Final numbers into the ball game: St. Cecilia hit only 37% of their shots tonight. They were 20 out of 54 from the field. Sutton was 18 out of 46 for 39%. The rebounds, it was Sutton coming up with 33 boards in the ball game tonight compared to 29 for Hastings St. Cecilia in the ball game. The Hawkins had 12 turnovers compared to 15 for Sutton. The Hawkins came up with 11 steals in the ball game and 6 for the Sutton Phillies. But again, St. Cecilia hitting only 37% of their field goals in the ball game tonight, 39% for Sutton. And the Phillies win tonight over the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks by a score of 55-47. End of the third quarter, got an update now from Ravenna. Ravenna all over the Adams Central boys tonight, 58-26. Ravenna 58, Adams Central 26. They are at the end of the third quarter up in Ravenna. So St. Cecilia will go to 16 wins, 4 losses on the season. They'll get ready for the sub-district tournament next week at Hastings High. The Sutton Phillies improved to 18 wins and 2 losses. They'll play their sub-district tournament next week at Sandy Creek. That'll wrap things up for us tonight from Sutton, for my statistician Gene Shaw, a producer back to the radio station Stephanie Mueller. I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Sutton.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.